discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Life is short, I want to live it well. One life, one story to tell. Life is short, I want to live it well. And you're the one I'm living for.
Fear, you don't own me. There ain't no room in this story. And I ain't got time for you telling me what I'm not, like you know me. Well, guess what? I know who I am. Those are the epic, freeing words of what's been one of the most popular songs of the year, the breakup song from Francesca Battistelli.
I know I'm strong, and I am free, got my own identity, so fear, you will never be welcome here.
The breakup song is just the first offering from Francesca's just-released new record, Own It, which the gifted recording artist says is a surprisingly different record from the one she thought she'd write. The inspiring singer-songwriter joins us on the road to talk dreams, how she nearly became a ballerina, and how God's guided her every step of the way. But we begin with an apology, because when we first talked with Francesca nearly 7 years ago, I definitely called her Francesca for 10 minutes straight. Since confession is good for the soul, I asked forgiveness.
Oh my goodness, you are fine. It has happened so many times in my life, so don't even worry about it.
What is the most interesting or surprising way that your name has been mispronounced that you can recall?
Oh man, I mean, between Francesca and Battistelli, it's really just all bets are off. I've heard it all. I can't think of the worst one, but there have been some bad ones for sure.
And is the best strategy, like I said, you didn't correct me that day, is the best strategy to try to correct somebody, or do you usually just let them go?
You know, it depends. If I can get them the first time, sometimes I will, but I feel so bad because yep. I don't want them to feel bad, so yep. I typically don't say anything.
Upon reflection, I realized that's exactly what you were doing, so that was so kind of you, but a lot of excitement, obviously, for you. Tours and the new record, Own It, is just unleashed, and you've said that it's a totally different album than the one that you thought it would be. How so?
It's true. You know, I started writing this record 2.5 years ago, and I really thought it was going to be a worship album, but we prayed before every single songwriting session, and God kept giving us these pop songs. And so it was like, okay, Lord, you're up to something. and I'm so glad that, you know, his ways are higher than ours and that we just sort of let him take charge, because I feel like these are really the songs that need to be heard and need to be out there right now. And it's been amazing already to see how they're impacting people. And just to give, you know, what I keep hearing is that especially parents want for their, you know, their kids or their teenagers, they want songs that they can listen to that are uplifting and empowering and fun and positive. So much, I feel like, of our music can get so serious. And so I've always wanted to write songs that, you know, make people want to, like, pop to in their cars. And God really gave us those songs this time. But they also have deep messages, which it's such a cool sort of, you know, they go hand in hand. But it's neat. This is not the record I thought I was going to make, but it's definitely the one that represents where I'm at in my life.
I love that. Well, the lead release, of course, the breakup song, really does grab your attention with a freeing message about fear. And you say, I know who I am, I know I'm strong, and I am free, got my own identity, so fear, you will never be welcome here. You know, based on what you do and the bravery of just the act of having to get up in front of people and perform night after night, some of us might be surprised you would ever battle fear to begin with, but that's not quite your story.
No, I mean, we all do, right? To some degree, I think it's something that everybody deals with on some level. And, you know, for me, this song was really actually inspired by my mom. My mom has always been a really kind of steady, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, just, she's always been even keeled, you know? Mm. And about 3 years ago, she started dealing with some anxiety and panic attacks and stuff that just was really hard to watch her walk through. and she's mostly on the other side of it now, which is just so awesome. But I wanted to write a song that would be kind of like a tool for her, you know, something that she could listen to or play or sing over her life when she was starting to feel those feelings. And it's been really cool to see how it has been that for her, but it's been that for me, and it's been that for other people. The stories that I hear on the road and, you know, through social media are just amazing, of how God uses the song so differently and individually in different people's lives, because it is something we all struggle with.
Well, I'm interested, you know, to hear even a little bit more about that, because I think you're absolutely right. This issue of anxiety, you know, and fear and depression and fear of the future, because we can control so much in our society today, but we can't control the future. So right. The response to this, I imagine, has been pretty massive.
It really has. It really has. Because like you said, we can't control it. We have to give it up to the Lord. And sometimes you just need to be reminded that He really does have your best interest at heart. And, you know, this song reminds me of that, because I know who I am. I know whose I am. So I know that ultimately everything's going to be okay.
Yes. Yes, I love that. It's so simple, but there's so much freedom there too. We're talking with Francesca Battistelli.
That's right. Good
Boom. It only took me 7 years. This is a very exciting day. Francesca, the acclaimed recording artist behind the brand new album Own It, featuring this year's breakout hit, The Breakup Song. The other unmissable aspect of this song, too, is just the fresh and original soundscape to it. It's a listening journey from this understated open to your trademark soaring vocals in the chorus. How did the sound of the song really come to life for you?
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, I wrote this song with my good friend David Garcia, an amazing writer and producer, and then Bart Millard from Mercy Me. And something you may not know about Bart is he loves like Motown music. He's like, if I could just write that all the time, I would be so happy, but my band won't let me. And so there was this fun idea when we're like, let's write this, you know, like a breakup song, and this idea to sort of just write it like a vintage throwback kind of sound. And I was all about it. And so we just kind of, the demo, you know, it's just like piano and vocals and a little bit of horns. But then when it was time to produce it, my producer, Ian Eskelin, really knocked it out of the park with, you know, the vocal, so many different vocal tracks going on. And my husband really helped a lot, too. He had a real vision. He's a writer and producer as well, but he had a real vision for what it should sound like. And so the two of them just kind of kept making it better and really just kept taking things out. Like you said, it starts out really sparse. And I think that's part of the power of the song. When I sing it live, there's not a lot going on musically behind me. So people can really hear the words and they can really sing along. And I think that's important, whether it's on the radio or, you know, they're hearing it live, to really know what they're saying is such a big part of it.
That is so simple. And yet that's exactly why when that song starts every time on the radio, you stop and listen to it, because it is raw and it's just right there. So that's, thank you for that. I mean, that's a really cool gift that you've given us. You know, as somebody who's creating and in the studio and writing these songs and performing them, just listening to you give that answer, I was thinking about CCM music today really does seem more diverse and more rich than maybe at any time that we can recollect before. I mean, you think of all the different genres. I mean, you've got Southern rock influence, you've got hip hop influence, you know, you've got more of a jazzy sound. I know that a lot of that is something that you love. As someone who's inside of it, is that true? I mean, is that fair to say? This is quite a renaissance of CCM music right now.
I do. I think, you know, Christian music is the only genre that's defined by its content instead of its sound. And I think that with the era of streaming and playlists and what that's doing to change music, it's kind of making us all raise the bar a little bit. And like you said, giving a little bit more freedom for artists to, you know, try something new. And I love that, because to me, you know, it's better if we don't all sound the same. Nobody wants that. And so I've always been one to try to, just break out of the mold a little bit. And I think it's starting to, other people obviously have been doing that too. And like you said, it's a good time for Christian music.
It really is. I can't help but geek out on this one point as well, just because you mentioned it, but sort of this new era of music where, you know, where before, if you wanted to purchase music, you're going to purchase an album, you're going to purchase a record or a CD. But now, of course, the purchasing individual tracks or streaming on Spotify and having a subscription, this has to be a big response. But how does that change how you think about putting out new music as an artist?
Well, you know, I think it's a good thing, because if you have a song that sounds sonically like something that you would hear in a pop playlist, right, on Spotify or whatever, but it has a message that's the gospel, you might be able to get that song on one of those playlists and therefore expose your message and your music to a whole group of people who would never turn on Christian radio or would never go to the top Christian playlist. And to me, that's just more opportunity for ministry and for the gospel. And so it's a really exciting time for those of us, you know, with that heart for ministry, to see what could happen if, you know, not that you're trying to trick anybody, but hey, here's a song that stacks up against anything that's on top 40 radio, but it's not talking about, you know, weird things. It's talking about the message of hope and the truth. And so that's a really cool thing. And it's sort of the Wild West. You know, we're all just sort of figuring it out as we go. And it's neat for the future. So who knows?
That was really interesting. Thank you for taking the time to explain that, because that makes perfect sense just from the outside looking in. But we're here with Francesca Battistelli, the acclaimed recording artist behind the brand new album Own It, featuring this year's breakout hit, The Breakup Song. Mm-hmm. Would you press the rewind button for me for just a moment? Is it okay if we go back to little Francesca growing up in New York for a moment?
For sure.
Okay. So I've read quite a bit about what you've said about growing up, and it sounds like it was really, really a special time for you. Could you paint me the picture of youth in the Battistelli house in New York, if you'd be so kind?
Absolutely. So I was born in New York, but I only lived there for a couple of years. So most of my growing up was split between New Jersey, about an hour from the city, and then Orlando. And, you know, my parents come from the Broadway world. That's where I was born, in Manhattan. And they both kind of left that industry and that, you know, world at sort of the height of their success. But they came to know the Lord. They got married, and then a year later came to know the Lord, and then a year later had me. And so as baby Christians with a, you know, a child living in New York in a very dark sort of industry, you know, the entertainment theater world can be very dark. And I think for them, it was sort of this, we know that we don't know enough to be here right now, and to sort of get our lives right with the Lord. I think for my mom, she's an actress, and she would, you know, have these interviews, auditions, and it would be for a part. She's like, I can't say those words, or I can't play this part. You know, I can't go on these auditions as a Christian now. Her convictions changed. And so they just really felt like the Lord was calling them out of that world. And so they moved to New Jersey, left everything behind, sort of with the intent to, definitely with the intent to raise a big family. But they were unable to have any more kids other than me. And, you know, their stories is so interesting and so cool how the Lord worked in their lives. But they surrounded me with music and the arts. And I took ballet, you know, for 10 years. And they would take me to see plays. And, you know, my dad would play jazz for me and teach me things. And definitely laid the foundation for me to just have a love of music and the arts. And I was an only child, so I had a lot of time with them. And I was homeschooled for most of my growing up, and really just a wonderful childhood. I'm so thankful for parents who love the Lord, love each other, and love me.
That's awesome. I've also heard, and this is much less spiritually significant, but also delicious. I've heard that the food was phenomenal in the Battistelli house. Is this true?
Definitely true. Definitely. My dad's Italian and my mom is basically Martha Stewart. So you can imagine.
You talked about the love for jazz music there early on that your dad really gave to you in many ways. When did you decide that you wanted to perform? Or was that just growing up with the background you had? Was that just a given all along?
You know, it kind of was. I really thought I would be do ballet. Like, that was my first love. But I had some back issues that I knew around high school that probably would prevent me from making it a career. And at the same time, I was also really starting to love music and theater. And I did a lot of theater growing up. And so it's interesting to look back and see how God just sort of, you know, each step, just how he doesn't waste anything. And every part of my journey kind of led me to where I am today. And I love that. It's a cool thing to be able to look back and see how God has always been there, obviously.
Oh, that's a beautiful point, though. So very true. Francesca Battistelli here with us on the road today, the acclaimed recording artist. The brand new album is called Own It, featuring this year's breakout hit, The Breakup Song. It is an industry that is famously tough to crack, right? It's so challenging to get into, because there are so many people strumming guitars in their room and doing gigs and wanting to do what you do vocationally. Was there a moment when you realized, or when somebody said something to you and you realized, you know what, this is not just something that I love to do, this is something that I really could do for a career?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I started writing songs in high school, and I really probably in high school that I thought, okay, I want to do this. I think I could do this. And then in college, I made an independent record and wrote all the songs and played guitar and, you know, went for it. And I remember thinking, okay, this is what I'm going to try to do. But there's no guarantee. Like you said, it's such a lightning striking kind of situation that I worked hard and I stayed faithful for so many years, not knowing where it would take me. And then when God did finally open the doors, it was so only him could have done it, that I tell people all the time when they ask me, you know, how do you make it in the music industry? I'm like, I don't know, because I didn't do it. Jesus did. And I think that is the best approach, because if you work hard and steward the gifts that he's given you, if he wants that for you, he can make it happen at the drop of the hat. So not striving, but just doing the things that you can do, you know, to hone your craft and get better, and then let him open the doors. That's really the best way to approach it.
This is a very specific question, if it doesn't exist, please feel free to say so, but was there ever a moment in that journey from point A to point Z where you really just thought, this isn't going to happen, I want to quit, and you almost walked away, and if so, how did God redirect you?
There was a season where I was like, I just don't know if I really want this. Maybe I'll just go to church or write for a magazine or something. So I was an English major. I went to did a little internship at a ministry school for about 4 or 5 months. And in that season, really had to lay down music pretty much completely. And it was then in that season of sort of obscurity that I feel like God really changed my heart and said, you know, it made me realize that, no, this is what I'm meant to do, and this is what I love to do. And it was not long after that everything started to fall in place. But I kind of needed that shift where I realized, you know what, whether or not I ever succeed at this, this is what I was made to do.
Wow, that's beautiful stuff. You know, even today, I can't imagine what it must be like. We talk about the impact of the breakup song and how it's just tailor-made for what people are going through today. That moment after a show when somebody comes up to you and they say, you know, God used your song, what you wrote, and what you performed to change my life. Do you even have words for what that feels like?
I don't think I do. I mean, it's just overwhelming, and it's so Him that it's beautiful. I mean, every time still, it doesn't get old.
Oh, well, my word, what a treat to talk with you today, Francesca Battistelli, the acclaimed recording artist behind the brand new album Own It, featuring this year's breakout hit, The Breakup Song. And we do not want to say farewell. If anybody who is listening today hasn't yet, you know, discovered and experienced your music, where can they go? And for your fans, where can they go to keep up with you and all the great work you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. FrancescaMusic.com is my website, and that has all my socials and links to the music and all the things. So that's where you want to go. Don't have to spell Battistelli. We won't make you do that.
That's very smart. That is a very smart marketing decision right there. I love it. And of course, the record, Own It, available wherever fine music is sold, I'm sure.
That's right.
Well, it really has been a treat talking with you today. I kind of feel like, I don't mean to get ahead of myself, but I kind of feel like we made it back from me calling you Francesca for 10 minutes 7 years ago.
Oh, for sure. We are good. There are no hard feelings.
Thank you so much for your time. It was a pleasure.
Oh, you too. Have a great day.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Had as much of you as I can take. I'm so done, so over being afraid. I've gone through the motions, I've been back and forth. I know that you're thinking you've heard this before. I don't know how to say it, so I'm just gonna say it, yeah. Fear you don't own me. There ain't no room in this story. And I ain't got time for you telling me what I'm not like. You know me. Well, guess what? I know who I am. I know I'm strong. And I am free. Settling. You probably never saw it coming. Something's gotta give, so I give up you. Oh, there's no room for you here. Yeah, I've had enough. The no vacancy sign on my heart is lit up. In case you didn't hear it, here it is again. Oh. Me. Anybody needing fear to leave? Ooh, yeah. If you don't know how to say it, sing along with me. Sing fear you don't own me. There ain't no room in this story. And I ain't got time for you telling me what I'm not like. You know me. Well, guess what? I know. So fear, you will never be welcome here.
Francesca Beristelli and the Breakup Song from the new record, Own It. Hey, we know life can get pretty crazy this time of the year, and if you miss an edition of On the Road, hey, everything is just fine. You can listen to every conversation we've ever been blessed to air when you visit myfaithradio.com and look for On the Road under Programs. You can also connect with us between weekends on Facebook and Twitter when you look for On the Road with Ryan Thomas. I just can't tell you what a blessing it is to get to share with you every week. Thank you so much for making us a part of your weekend. And until next time, God bless you and have a tremendous day.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.